Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
A couple of weeks ago, it was at least a partially heartwarming story when Mikey and his girlfriend adopted a dog. He wasn't really down with it, but, you know, she really wanted this dog badly, and Mikey wasn't necessarily on board, but you did it with loving arms, and now this thing might be taking a tragic turn.
Before we even get into the dog, I just got to say, God bless her. My girlfriend has had one of the roughest months ever. She crashed her car.
Oh, no.
She got her identity stolen. She got scammed at least twice trying to get jobs. She got rejected from a job for what she is overqualified. And this is currently current. Just went to her car to go to work. Car's booted.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Can't catch a break this month.
On top of all of that, we just found out little Reggie might be dying.
Oh, no.
The dog you literally just, and it's, so people know it's an elder dog. It's a senior dog.
So 3 weeks ago, we went to Nashville. One of her coworkers knew a family that was giving away a dog. She told me it was an 8-year-old dog. Turns out it was an 11-year-old dog. She knew that. It was a little bit of trickery. That's okay, though. So this 11-year-old dog, 3 weeks with it. Of course we've come to love it. Of course you have to love the dog.
We or she, or have you warmed up to this dog?
She super loves the dog. I'm a fan.
And what was your reluctance in the first place to get a dog?
Well, we live on the 5th floor of an apartment in Midtown Atlanta. Not a lot of grass around. We don't have a ton of money. It doesn't seem like a great time to have a big possible expense. So the other day, little Reggie gets to coughing. I didn't even know the dogs could cough.
Is this the first time you've had a dog?
No, I've had dogs my whole life. They never cough, though. They don't cough.
All right.
But it's like this crazy cough. Doesn't sound good. I'm honestly glad that she's around to give some input. I would have just been like, dog has a cold.
It's going around. Yeah.
She said, we got to take this thing to the vet.
There actually is like this really crazy dog cough thing going around right now. If you're going to dog parks and stuff like that, there are a lot of dogs that are spreading this. I don't know what they're calling it, a dog flu, a cold or something, but it's happening.
Yeah, mad dog disease.
Is that true?
No.
No.
Okay. But, the dog was not doing good. So we're like, all right, well, we got to take it to the vet. Found like a country vet that my mom's always taken dogs to. So it is built to be cheaper. Took the dog in and did some x-rays, blood work.
That ain't cheap.
That's not cheap at all. The doctor comes back to me. He shows me the x-ray. He says, this is the dog's heart. He has like a little ruler against it or something. And he says, usually a dog's heart is supposed to be the size of like a 9 or a 10. This dog has a size 11 heart.
Oh man.
Not good. So basically there was a lot more tests and stuff that needed to be run over the course of 24 hours. So yesterday he stayed at the vet for the full 24 hours. We got him back. He's got tell me if this is a thing. I forget the words always. Congestive heart failure?
Yeah, that's it.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
What? Hey, just, hey, you got it right.
I'm really bad at talking about serious stuff. I get very uncomfortable.
Celebrate your wins, bro. Yeah.
Welcome to the Bird Show, man. We all struggle with that.
So, the dog's not doing good. And we walked out of the vet yesterday with an $800 bill.
Oh, no. I'm actually shocked it wasn't more than
that. I was about to say, I'm like, that's kind of a bargain.
So now what you have to think about, though, 3 weeks with this dog, the previous owners were just dying to give it up.
Really? You got to use that word.
No pun intended.
Damn. Oh, God. I didn't notice what I did.
The darkness never stops with this guy.
Hey.
So you think they knew and they were trying to offload the dog so they wouldn't have to cover the expense?
See, they had to have known. There had to have been trickery there, right? Mm. This dog has had an enlarged heart. They knew what was going on. They wanted to offload it before they had to pay all this money.
I mean, I'm not putting it past people. I mean, people do treat pets. There are some people who treat pets as disposable, and that may be the case here. Or it just may be very unfortunate timing that, you know, because you said the way this elder dog came into your care is this elder dog had an elder parent. They go into an assisted living where you can't have a dog. And the family doesn't want the dog, so then you get the dog.
Yes.
This very well could just be one of those things where, I don't want to say no good deed goes unpunished, because I do think it's very sweet that you guys opened your homes, you know, opened your house and your home to this elder dog, but
I guess so. I don't know, but there were signs too, like you can't give it a full bowl of water. It has to, like, you have to like trinkle it out for it, but that's a terrible word to use, trinkle it out.
I don't think that's official.
No, official. So you can only give it a small amount of water is all I'm trying to say, and it will pee in the house. You just can't stop it. I can't figure it out. So it turns out it has to do with this heart thing going on.
So now you're going to have some decisions to make here, right? Like when Tommy lost dogs, I mean, he's told us before that he spent $15,000 at some point on some of his dogs, right? This is a brand new dog. It's 11 years old. So what have you thought about that?
What's the prognosis from the vet?
I got sold a lemon. That's a fact.
Okay. All right. Cold.
I think you should rename the dog.
Wow.
Lemon. Here, Lemon.
Reggie Lemon Wakefield. Bless.
I think, honestly, those kinds of decisions are kind of out of my hands at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be mostly up to her.
But what did the vet say?
Oh, well, we're going to get him on heart medication. We're waiting for a couple of tests to come back, and that'll like figure out what heart medication to put him on. It's just like a matter of, I don't know, where do you go? Things will start going downhill probably. So we're just going to wait and see.
Well, congrats on the new dog.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sad. Sorry, I'm not sure that the fact I'm about to give you is true or not, but I'll give it a plug and then maybe I'm unsure. So when I have taken my dogs to the veterinary teaching hospital at UGA in Athens, hands down the best, absolutely the best. And I'm not sure if they charge for the teaching hospital. They have their own vet clinic there that they charge for. And they may do it for cheap on that one.
Gotcha.
And they are, dude, the best.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Good. Keep us posted.
Take them by there.
Old Lemon. We don't want to lose them. It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think 80% of people would say prom night was overrated.
I would probably say that percentage is higher.
Would you say prom night was overrated?
100%. Considering I skipped one of them, not worth it.
No.
Same. Absolutely overrated.
Overrated. So let's prove it to you today.
All right. So Burt Show listeners, 1-855-BURT Show, 855-237-8746. You're going to match the prom story to the Burt Show member.
We got some drama at the prom, man.
Uh-huh. So you're going to call up, and if you can accurately match the prom story to the correct Burt Show member, we will send you a Burt Show swag bag. So again, 1-855-BURT Show.
God, there's so much build up for that day, man. You start thinking about it like months in advance when you're a junior or a senior, right? And then that night, it just never lives. It's for me like New Year's Eve is adult prom.
Yes. It's all this hype just to get drunk off of one Smirnoff Ice and grind in front of your teachers to get low. It's a disappointment.
Oh, I want to wake up and pay rent.
All right. So can you match the Burt Show prom drama with the Burt Show member, 1-855-BURT Show? While you guys are calling, let's get you caught up because it is follow-up Friday. Thursday, Friday. I don't know.
Don't you just got everybody's hopes up right. So high?
Do you want to hear a really quick story? So I'm in the gym the other day, and my friend Scott is working on bench, and I see him lifting, and he says hey to me, and I look at him, and I could just, you know how you could tell sometimes people are just super tired. Dude's got no energy at all. And I'm like, dude, are you all right? We're talking for about 30 seconds. Are you all right? And he goes, yeah, man, I just got to be honest with you. Come Friday, I'm just exhausted. And I said to him, you realize it's Tuesday.
Oh, damn. My man, tight.
He's like, wow. Yeah, so today is follow-up Thursday. And we had this dude on a couple of weeks ago that had confessed to us that he had never, ever asked a girl out face-to-face before.
So Ryan called in admitting he had never asked out a woman in person. So we challenged him to step up, and he did. After two drinks, he'd built up the courage to approach a woman. So the first woman had rudely rejected him before he could even introduce himself properly, totally embarrassing him in front of her friends. So as Ryan was leaving discouraged, he made eye contact with another woman. Despite feeling low, he decided to try again with a different approach. He waited 20 minutes, gave her a compliment, and then started a conversation. They vibed, and she gave him her number. And last we had heard, the two were going on a date the following weekend.
The update. Hi, guys. Sorry it took so long to give you an update. First of all, thank you for your guidance. I actually don't think I would have ever asked a girl out in real life had it not been for you guys pumping me up and giving me confidence. The date the weekend after we spoke went really well. We had the classic dinner and drinks, and it felt like we really hit it off. She even mentioned that she felt super encouraged and appreciative of the fact that I asked her out in person. She told me that rarely ever happens anymore, and it seemed like it definitely gave me a big boost in perception. Everything went great that first date. Not to be too ungentlemanly, but we did share a kiss.
Okay.
And I locked down a second date for that week. It was on the second date that things went a little south. She let me know that she has two cats, which is totally cool. I'm not anti-cat lady or anything, but unfortunately, I am extremely allergic. I actually thought it would be cool because her cats are actually hairless cats. Yes, that's weird, but no hair, no allergies, right? Wrong. Second date went equally well, and for the third, she invited me back to her place. I took hella Zyrtec, and showed up obviously very excited that evening. Well, it didn't work out. Even though she corralled her cats away, I guess their dander touched everything in her place, and I was feeling uncomfortable all night. Guess what? A runny nose and hives are not sexy. Well, after that date, I knew we just weren't meant to be. She was really cool, but I wasn't going to ask her to get rid of basically her children. We parted amicably, and though I have yet to ask another girl out in real life, I do feel like I have the confidence to do it again, and that's thanks to y'all. Thanks again, Ryan.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
End of story.
He got out there. He did it. Now he just has to find somebody who doesn't have cats.
Cat rejection is just redirection, man.
Save that. All right, Kristen. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of drama when it comes to proms on this show.
Yep. So since it is prom season, I was just in Alpharetta a couple weekends ago at a tavern. And there at the booth next to us were three couples, six high schoolers, the girls all decked out in their prom dresses and their corsages, even though now I see like they do bouquets. Is the bouquet a thing now?
I think that's becoming more popular, which is weird because I thought the bouquet was more of an old tradition. Like I thought the corsage was like the new age bouquet, but now I guess bouquets are the way to go.
I, a couple of weeks ago, went for the very last time prom tux rental shopping with my kid. And while I walked in there, you can just tell the seniors from the freshmen, man. There's such a difference in that age. And the parents on that very first year are so excited to be helping their kids out. And then us senior parents are just like, yeah, it's the last one. And we're just saying. But you see it everywhere now.
All right. So we have Lindsay, Danielle, and Christy on the line. I'm going to read the four prom stories that I have. You are going to select which one you feel you can confidently match to a Burt Show member. All right. So prom story one, I had a super crappy car, so I saved up to rent a white Camaro for my junior prom.
Ooh, fancy.
She deserved the best. Some of these are going to make it a little easier for you to pick. You got like a 50-50 chance here. On the way out of the prom, a fellow junior also renting a car for the night smashed into the back of my rented Camaro.
Oh no.
Prom story number two. I took my best friend to prom after they got into a big fight with their partner. We both hated it and left early to find a better party. I disliked the experience so much, I didn't even bother to go to my senior prom. Prom story number three. A girl who hated me in high school tried to show me up at prom by wearing the dress she thought I was going to wear. She spent a good chunk of the night trying to get in my eyesight so I'd see her. I literally didn't care since I had a completely different dress on. Also, I looked way better in mine, LOL. And your last prom story? The plan was to lose my V card on prom night, but my best friend got too drunk and crashed in my hotel room. So instead of doing it with my prom date, I just listened to her snore as she slept on the floor.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
All right. So, Lindsay, you got four prom stories. You're going to match them to Bert, Abby, Mo, or Kristen. Which story do you want, and who are you matching it with?
I'll take story number two.
The one I took my best friend to prom, and they got into a big fight with their partner?
Yes.
All right. Who are you going to match that story to?
Abby.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
That story belongs to Mo.
That is my story.
Do tell.
Yeah, so my junior year, my best friend was a senior. And one day she called me. She was crying because her and her boyfriend got into some big argument. I don't remember what it was about, but it was so bad that he was like, I'm not taking you to prom. And so I ended up taking her, and I went, obviously, as her best friend. But I took her instead, and we hated it. We hated the whole experience so much that we just found another random party to go to. And that experience in itself was enough for senior year. I didn't even go to prom. I didn't do any of it.
Yeah. You didn't miss anything. I'm telling you, that senior prom.
I'm seeing that now.
All right, Danielle. So Mo is out. Now you have Abby, Bert, and myself, Kristen. All right, are you going to take the Camaro story? Are you going to take the dress story? Or are you going to take the V-card story?
I think I know them all, but I'm going to go with my confidence and go with the dress and Abby because I know that's my girl.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You got it.
Yep. So I was in a pageant my junior year and I had this beautiful like gold sparkly dress. And I think the girl who hated me was in the audience that night. And I think she thought I was just going to rewear that to prom. So she wore that exact dress to prom and the whole night was like sashaying in front of me. But I had a whole new dress on. I was like, girl, what do you think? I'm going to outfit repeat for prom? Who do you think I am?
All right, Danielle, you won. Congratulations. You get what I didn't even know we had. Burt Show swag.
We do. Hang tight. All right. All right, Christy. Christy, welcome to the Burt Show. You have, I think, probably the easiest pick here. So the two stories left, and it's either going to be Burt and myself that you choose. Who has the Camaro story? Who has the V-card story?
I'm going to go with the Camaro, and I'm assuming it's Burt.
You're dang right.
I ain't renting no Camaro for prom.
I went all out, man, for Lisa Reed, man. Spent a fortune at Benihana before the prom. Rented that car, yeah, and as I'm pulling out of the prom, another junior slams right in the back of this rented Camaro. And for whatever reason, when I turned it in, they never even picked up on it.
They did.
And there was a nice dent in the back of that thing.
Wow.
That's a win.
All right, congratulations, Christy. You're going to get some Burt Show swag.
Woohoo!
As soon as we find some.
Yeah. There's some back in the office somewhere. So, yes, I am I'm the V-card story.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me.
So, Jimmy Durham and I were supposed to do it at, you know, prom night.
You are so eager.
And we were staying. I remember the hotel we were staying at. I remember it was on Richmond Road there in Lexington, Kentucky. It was the Doubletree, and that's where a bunch of people were staying. And there was also a party in a room, so we were going to do that and then go back to our room and, you know, have the moment. But Amanda got sh-wasted, and she didn't have a room, so she crashed in ours. So Jimmy and I just laid there and listened to Amanda saw logs on the floor of our hotel room.
Man.
Rather than, you know, having our moment.
Your friend V blocked you, man.
She did.
Absolutely.
Jacked up. Totally jacked up.
The Burt Show.
All right. So I think when the NFL commissioner called the Atlanta Falcons here over the last 24 hours, the analogy I would make, it's like when you get called to the principal's office in your class and everybody's like, ooh, you busted. Because the Falcons got busted yesterday.
Oh, yeah. This has been a huge story for the past couple of days because over the weekend, it was the NFL draft. And everyone expected Deion Sanders' kid, Shador, to get picked in, like, the first round. He was going to be one of the top picks to get it. And he ended up not getting drafted until, like, round five. So within that time between people expecting him to get drafted and him actually getting drafted to the Browns, he gets a prank call from the Falcons' defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich's kid and his friends, and they have the entire conversation recorded. It's somebody in like that friend group calling up Shador saying, hey, I'm blah 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 from the New Orleans Saints, and Shador, you're getting drafted. And he's like, oh yes, finally, this is what I've been waiting for. We have recording of that video. And then it turns out it's a total sham. It's a prank call, and it's just the most cruel joke to play on somebody who was expecting it to be one of the most exciting days of their life in their career.
Yeah, if you missed the prank, it goes something like this.
Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Been a long wait, man.
No, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir, let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
What does that mean?
And then he gets all confused about it. But if you know anything about his dad and Deion Sanders and the way that he's parenting, those words coming out of his mouth make so much sense. Let's be legendary together.
Yeah, I think he even got a chain that said legendary
on it. Yeah, he was ready.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the second part of this, and then I want to ask you guys, as a parent, how would you have handled this? Tell them about what's going on and how much it cost the Falcons and this dude.
So there's a pretty hefty fine for both the Atlanta Falcons and for Jeff Ulbrich, who is the father of the son who pretty much organized this entire prank, because I guess the kid got Shador's number off of his iPad, like his Atlanta Falcons iPad, where all of like the important numbers are for these recruits. And so now the Atlanta Falcons are being fined $250,000, and Jeff Ulbrich is getting fined $100,000 separately.
Now, I don't know if the Falcons will pick that up for the defensive coordinator, but let's just say they don't. Okay. And by the way, this kid was not the one that made the call. It was his friend in that dorm room. If you've seen the video, it's the kid with the old mess. Ole Miss hoodie on, and the defensive coordinator's son is obviously the one that gave him the phone number, but he's sitting on the couch. But that's not here nor there.
He's still a part of it.
He's still a part of it. It's $350,000 worth of fines. If you're a parent and you heard this, at some point or another, you are saying to yourself, okay, if I'm the parent, what would the punishment be in this situation that just cost your dad $100,000? So 1-855-BIRCHO. We can go a couple of different ways with this if you guys want to call in. Is what would the punishment be if you were going to give this to this kid? Or what is the harshest punishment you have ever given to your kid? And then you got to tell us what they did. Or the harshest punishment that your parent ever put on you. All right, 1-855-BIRCHO. Now, here was Shador downplaying the prank. Like, he was pretty cool about it. You know, you would expect him to take the high road.
Did that
prank phone call, did that not get to you? Or how do you feel about the person who did that to you? What impact did that have on you when that happened today?
It didn't really have no impact on me because it was just like, I mean, okay. I don't feed into negativity or I don't feed into that stuff. You've seen on Deion Jr.'s Well Off YouTube video, my reaction to it. I don't, this is what it is. I think, of course, the dude was childish. I feel like it was a childish act, but everybody do childish things here and there.
So, I mean, he's taking the high road.
Yeah.
That's what you'd want a quarterback to say. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not letting the negativity in. They to have focus if you're an NFL quarterback, right? So, curious for you guys before we go to the phones. What would you do if your dad just got fined $100,000 and you need to take it out of your kid's booty one way or the other without it being physical?
See, this would be tough for me because I know we're calling him a kid, but he's 21. So technically he's a grown man and you can't. Can you punish a grown man? I don't know if he still lives in the home, so I guess you can. But for me, it would, man, I would find a way to punish him if he's still under my roof. But I feel like that's all you could really do because he's grown.
What can you do, though? What do you do?
If I'm paying for anything, if I'm paying your car insurance, I'm no longer paying your car insurance. Ooh. So you're going to have to find another way to if I'm paying your cell phone, I'm no longer paying your cell phone. Like, you're going to have to figure out a way. So in ways like that. But as from, like, the parent lens, like, I'm like, you know, hypothetically looking at Jimmy, you know, 18 years down the road, if he pulled a stunt like this, like, I would be upset with my kid, but I would also, and I don't know if this is typical or atypical, I'd be like, dang, I thought I raised you better than that.
You know, I thought about that also, but, you know, good kids do stupid things. You know, and yes, he's 21 years old. At my age, I still refer to him as kids, but if my son Hollis did something like this, my kid is a good kid, right? But he is not a perfect kid. Mm-hmm. If he was behind something like this, I told you a couple of days ago, we would have driven or flown right to the house of Shador Sanders and knocked on the door, and I'd have stood behind him while he apologized to that kid and that entire, I would have been so angry, so angry.
I'm in the same boat where I would have made my kid do some kind of important apology, like whether it's face to face, whether you call something to make sure that that family knows that he has remorse for what he did. But if I'm the parent, in terms of the money situation, like, I know my kid in no way, there's nothing he can do to make up for that kind of cash. And honestly, I feel like the public scrutiny that he's getting and the fact that this is going to go on his permanent record, I'm not saying it's punishment enough, but this kid is getting, and that entire friend group is getting raked over the coals by the fact that the most shameful thing that they've done thus far is now broadcasted for the entire world to see.
Well, and they videoed it and to share it. I mean, there's so much stupidity to chew on here.
It was stupid college kid behavior for sure.
All right. At least $100,000 fine to his dad. So if you're the dad, Mark, what do you do? How do you punish your kid?
I think you almost cost me my job and $100,000. I'm going to go to the extreme. I'm going to take you to military school.
Whoa.
It's top show.
Even at 21 years old.
Yeah. I mean, you got to learn to respect. And military school, they're going to teach you that.
Okay. I never really even knew what that was as a kid. I just knew that I was really scared of it.
It's always a threat.
What does that mean? Like, I got to go to war? What does that mean? There's nothing going on right now. Good morning, Elizabeth. If you're the dad or the mom, what do you do in this case? Wait, your son just cost your family $100,000.
So we actually talked, my husband and I talked about this. You know, we have an 8-month-old, so we were talking 20 years down the road, but we said that we would make him go to work for the team, whether that's washing practice jerseys. He would have to pay the team back, selling hot dogs at the games, whatever. But he would know that he owed it to the team.
No, work for the Atlanta Falcons, yeah, no, your son's not welcome anywhere near the team after pulling that stunt.
Well, there is a shame part of that also. Like, if you're working for the team that was just fined $250,000 and you have to walk in those doors every single day and see the people that you are taking money out of their pocket, like Arthur Blank, although that's what, 10 cents for Arthur Blank?
Yeah.
Still, there might be something to that punishment.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, make them face it.
No, that you make them face it, but again, I don't trust you. You stole private information and used it. You can't, as the Atlanta Falcons, you can't hire that kid.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you did it again, they'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Falcons are like, we barely want your dad here at this point.
Let alone you here.
Hey, Kathy, good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Good, thank you. Okay, so are you talking about the punishment you got when you gave?
Oh, no. I give my son. He was like 14 years old, I think, and he was dared to spray paint the side of a church. Well, he wrote something very inappropriate on the side of this church, and I made him take his money, go buy the paint, and he had to repaint this whole church.
That is a gutsy move right there on your kid's part right there, because you don't mess with churches. Any punishment you're going to have is going to be so far less to the stern talking to you that God's going to give them eventually.
Last person I want to be fined by Jesus.
Seriously, say it for sure. Do you guys have any, Abby, the harshest punishment your parent has ever given you?
Here's the thing. I was a good kid. I want to look back and be like, oh, yeah, they did X, Y, and Z. But I think the worst thing they ever did was like take my door off its hinges, which I thought was pretty stupid. I was like, I don't want to see you. You don't want to see me. Like, this is a punishment for both of us.
Yeah, I've told you this story. My dad made me build a ditch one time in the backyard because I left the jacuzzi heater on and it cost him like $500. So he's like, you are building a ditch from here down to our creek. For no reason.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Just because he was mad.
It was a no-purpose ditch.
No purpose at all. None.
The Bert Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You guys, I had an emotional epiphany the other day. I'm being totally serious about this, right? Serious break for a second. So, do you remember a couple of days ago, I told you when we were at the Burt's Big Adventure reunion, I just felt like I was on the brink of tears the entire time?
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember me telling you that? Yeah. We're at the reunion and, you know, we've done these reunions for Burt's Big Adventure. And if you're new around here, that's the trip that we take down to Disney World every year with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. But above that, we have these reunion parties where we get all these families together because what we've learned over the years is what they really want is community. Hey, yeah, they want that trip down to Disney World, that's for sure. But they really want this community because when you're in a special needs family, sometimes you just feel like you're on the outside looking in, and they have formed such deep bonds that we get them all together. We've done this now for, 22 years? 22 years of reunions or whatever. So, but on this particular one the other day, it seemed to me like every time I hugged a kid or I heard a success story from one of our kids who has now decided that she's going to be graduating in a couple of years and she's going to be an interior designer and now she's 21 or whatever, 19. And when she went on the trip, she was like 6 years old and I've watched her grow up. I'm like, I was on the brink of tears, right? Or we have another kid that just rang the bell because it appears that the cancer is gone. And she did it holistically, about 50% of it holistically. And I was looking at her and I was talking to her dad about it. And I'm getting all emotional, like tight in the chest about it, just on the brink of tears. Now, I've heard these stories for 22-something years, so I don't know why this was any different, right? And there have been some other instances the last couple of weeks also, which, yeah, would be normally emotional, circumstances in life, but not ones that would really affect me emotionally the way they have the last couple of weeks. I told you guys that on Easter Sunday, my kids were with their mom, Stacy, and they took a picture on a piece of driftwood. And that was kind of traditionally the same picture that we took on Easter Sundays. And I wasn't in it. Stacy was in it, and her new man, Joe, who's a great guy, got no beef at all with that guy. But just the nostalgia of it. And like, I was so kind of just like emotional about that. I'm not the guy there.
Do you feel like you're more emotionally fragile right now or just more emotionally sensitive?
Well, I'm going to have you guys can debate that. But it's been time and time again. Like when I was prom tux shopping with Hollis. This is his last one. And of course, it's going to be a little on the emotional side. But I'm like getting the feels like tenfold. And I have not been able to figure out why until the other day. The effexor is finally out of my body.
Oh, so you're feeling things more intensely.
Yep. So if you're new to the show, I've been on effexor now for 20 years, which in the smallest amount, but it just takes like the edge off of the day. And I've been weaning off of it now for a couple of weeks. And I've had some really great advice from my doctors. But I think now I'm experiencing these things on such a deep level because the effexor does block some stuff, man. It just really does. It's really nice to like, it doesn't get you nearly as stressed out. And I got on it 20 years ago when we started the show and I was just like, every morning I was waking up as a ball of tension thinking, this is going to fail and I'm never going to be able to be in radio ever again. And I had myself so worked up about it that the doctor's like, woo! Dude, you need something. So he put me on the effexor and I just never increased it and never got off it, but it did enough to numb me. And I am realizing over the last week that this is what people feel.
Are you embracing it or is it a little bit too much?
It's not that it's too much. There is a toxic masculinity part of this with my dad, you know, like, men don't cry. It happened again last night, too, man, at the sports banquet I was telling you guys about. So my son Hollis won the award last night for most inspirational player. He's like the team captain, and he's the one that keeps the team flowing, even though he had a great statistics season. It was more of a motivational one. Like, that was the award. It's even better than the MVP for me because, you know, you're going to score goals, you're going to get assists, but as far as life goes, being a leader and being able to rally kids, that's the award he won last night. And I'm tearing up and I'm starting to cry. And Amanda goes to me, are you crying? I'm like, no! No, I'm not.
Yes, you should.
Allergies. Yeah, man.
No, you should. I mean, it's one. Yeah, talent is beautiful, but quality of character.
Man, and I felt.
That's a beautiful thing.
Dude, as I'm telling you the story.
Cry now.
Right, I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to feel it, right?
Yeah.
So your question was, am I afraid of it?
Yeah.
It's really new. And I guess anybody that's on these needs to know that. Yeah, I guess it's just. I don't know if I'm warning people because it's a bad thing or a good thing, but I just didn't realize how numb I was to things over the course of the last 20 years.
Is it making you regret having been on it so
No,
long?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. No, for you guys, it was good.
Yeah.
But there are other things that are coming along with it also. Like, I am really trying to figure out, what am I really like when I'm not on this stuff? And I have felt like my fuse has been shorter over the last week. I find myself a little bit angrier over things that I normally wouldn't get angry about. And I don't know if this is just a withdrawal process or am I just kind of an a-hole? And if I'm kind of an a-hole, then I got to get back on something or I got to figure out how to deal with it. So I'm still in kind of a confused part of the whole thing.
Are you feeling things deeper as a whole? Like, are the happier moments just as happy? Or did you just find that effexor was blocking more of those negative emotions and that's what you're feeling?
What a really good question. I'm feeling most of the positive things. Like, my relationship with Amanda and the things that I see in her is just so much deeper now. The appreciation that I have for her. And I'm just it's the deepest connection that I have ever had in a relationship. I think it's her, but I also think it's the stage of life I'm in. But it's also that I don't have these chemicals in me now that are allowing me to do that, you know?
I can't speak to affects her, but it's funny because I was just having this conversation with my family the other day. And for me, I just think it's getting older, one. And I think it's my lady being in my life, too. But mm-hmm. I have been a whole different person in recent times. I've been a lot more empathetic towards things. I've felt things deeper. I'm crying during movies, like things I never did when I was younger. But I just kind of see life as brighter now. And I just thought it was because I was getting older.
Yeah. And I think that does happen as you get older mm-hmm. also. Like, I really dig hanging out with like 80-year-olds and stuff like that, because they do have a deep appreciation and they just love every experience of life on a deeper level, and they can communicate it. And I think it is because they're older.
Yeah, I think as you get older, you just appreciate things a lot more than you knew how to when you were younger, and you feel things deeper. I even, like my sister the other day, I was watching her get so happy at the success of her artwork and seeing people just like admire her and her work. And I was sitting there tearing up like, what am I going through? Yeah. Like, why, you know, but things like that. Yeah, I'm tearing up now.
You know who scared me more than anything else on this whole journey is I don't want to turn into Katy Perry. Is like how feels everything. And it's such a different level.
Oh, no.
And we all love. I feel so much love. I don't want to be that.
No, homegirl took a Valium before she went up into space. That was the drugs talking.
For sure.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Bill Belichick has put his statement out into the world for the response he's having for that very controversial CBS interview. And now CBS is hitting back. So basically, Bill Belichick just said, I can't believe all these rumors are coming out when basically everyone's coming down on my 24-year-old girlfriend for shutting down a question when really CBS was in the wrong for stepping over these boundaries that I put in place before we even pressed record on the interview. I told them I only wanted to talk about X, Y, and Z, and then they started asking me about A, B, and C, and Jordan was just doing her job by shutting down some of those questions. Well, now CBS is calling BS and basically saying that that's not their side of the story. So CBS has put out a statement in response to Bill Belichick's statement. And they said, when we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick, it was for a wide-ranging interview. There were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publisher before the interview took place and after it was completed. This is all having to do with a question about CBS, the journalist asking how him and his 24-year-old girlfriend met, which I think is an appropriate question considering it's the biggest thing happening in the news. But also in his dedication, he calls Jordan his creative muse. So of course, you're still kind of asking about some of the contents of the book by just saying, hey, give us some context to like this person that you've known for 6 months. Why, like, how did you two meet? Tell us more about this relationship. And for them to shut it down so sternly and so abruptly, I think just looks shady all the way around.
I wonder if it is going to be in the book. Maybe you think that could have something to do with why they're shutting things down? So you have to buy the book to get that information?
No, because it's already like public knowledge. That's what's so weird. But I've also been curious as to what his football players, his UNC football players have felt about this. Mm-hmm. But some of the ex-New England Patriots players have spoken out about their opinion for this entire situation.
Oh, God, what did Gronk say?
So Gronk.
Gronk
which,
is
by the way,
all for this, man. I can tell you that.
I love Gronk. He is my spirit animal. Like the way you feel about manatees is the way. It's the way I feel about Gronk. Like, Gronk to me is the human version of a manatee.
Yes. Absolutely is not.
He is not docile. He is not chill.
I think it's fairly accurate.
Gronk just wants to have good time.
Yeah. Gronk would have fun.
And he's harmless.
Yeah.
He's harmless.
He still lives out like where my parents just bought a house in Tampa, and I am dying. Every time I go out to Tampa, I'm like, I just want to see Gronk out in the wild so I can tell him how much I love him. So he and Julian Edelman, who is also an ex-New England Patriots player, they have a podcast together called Dudes on Dudes, and they decided to give their opinion on this whole Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick situation.
Coach Belichick and this whole interview thing with Jordan, people are giving an unfair reality of what's going on because she was jumping into that conversation during the interview, just like any PR person would jump in when there's an unnecessary question that probably didn't go over in the pre production meeting. From what I've heard, Jordan is playing the Bears role, handling all the football ops, handling a lot of his social, a lot of his PR. When you look at this situation and you say, oh, this is his girlfriend jumping in, I think that's unfair. I think she's actually working with Coach Belichick in the professional world, and she probably went and said, hey, no, we're not doing that. Doesn't that always happen whenever you do an interview? Do you not have a representative there?
Yeah, she's becoming his representative on top of being a girlfriend.
So what's so interesting about this podcast clip is that somebody from inside Bill Belichick's family commented on it and gave their opinion, and it's a little shady towards the girlfriend. So Nikki Glaser, who's a rising comedian that I think has gotten a lot of really positive traction over the last couple of months, she hosted the Golden Globes, did an incredible job, and she said 100% to this. Jordan, she's acting as his publicist. Publicists do this during interviews. People are out for blood. Well, then Bill Belichick's daughter-in-law, so she is married to Steven, Bill Belichick's son, commented on it. And she said, publicists act in a professional manner and don't storm off set by delaying an interview, which is so interesting because why would you comment that publicly if you didn't know it was going to get, or if you didn't really feel like this was the family's opinion of this much younger girlfriend? I think it was a very bold move on the daughter-in-law's part.
You got to assume most people in the family aren't real happy about this. And I just looked it up. I've got the ages of at least two of his kids. One is 38 and the other one is 41. So now you got, how old is she?
She's 24.
24, walking into the picture. You know they're not happy about that.
And that also screams there's other stuff happening behind the scenes amongst the family. Not saying that, you know, the sister-in-law is in the right or wrong or Jordan's in the right or wrong, but there's obviously that this is a point of contention amongst the family.
They clearly feel very strongly about it to be able to comment about it so publicly.
Do they? I'm assuming his sons think it's a money grab, right?
I would imagine so.
Everybody in that circle thinks so, right?
They're freaking out about their inheritance. They're like, wait a second. We thought we only had 15 more years, then we were rich. All right, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are revealing the unconventional thing they are not doing at their upcoming wedding. I'll fill you in on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.